Areena.
Hello and welcome to All Points North. I'm Matthew Schilke, and today I'm on a ferry with my colleague Ilkka Kilpilainen. Ilkka is a journalist at the Yle Sign Language News.
Yeah, hello. Nice of you to share the ferry ride with me.
About a year or two ago at a work event, you mentioned that you lived on Suomenlinna. I was very curious about what life is like there. So I hope this is something that interests our audience too, because Suomenlinna is Helsinki's most popular tourist attraction. Over 1 million people go there every year, but only 800 people live there. So it's at the same time, while it's a super popular place to go visit, it's also the least populated neighborhood in Helsinki. So Ilkka's a local, and I've always been so curious, and I kept asking him questions. And yeah, what's your favorite part about living there?
I think it's the difference between the mainland and in the island. And I think for some reason, the time seems to run differently in Suomenlinna. So the whole atmosphere is different from the mainland. There's no much as rush, and I think, yeah, it's very different. And also what I like about it, it's more quiet, and there's much less light pollution and all those things that might trouble you in the mainland. So I think it's one of the things that you can really, really enjoy there. And of course, it's unique. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, World Heritage Site, and living in a building that's been built in late 18th century.
Mm-hmm. I'm so surprised. Like, you're a 15-minute ferry ride away from Helsinki, you can see the stars.
Yeah, it's one of the only places in the Helsinki area where you can really see the stars. And local astronomy club has tours also, that stargazing tours.
Wow.
in the autumn in there. Mm-hmm. Because of that. So it's really, 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 yeah, it's so different.
Can you tell me a little bit about what kinds of people are attracted to living here?
The first thing that comes to mind is creative people. There are a lot of, like, musicians, artists, actors, ceramists, painters, writers, journalists. I think that's something that's... And in a way, it's one of the coolest things about Suomenlinna. There are many art spaces and galleries, and Helsinki International Artist Project that has open studios every 3 months. So there's plenty to do and plenty to see and experience in Suomenlinna culturally.
It kind of makes sense in such an aesthetically pleasing place to the eye that artists find inspiration here.
It is inspirational. Yeah, you just have to go outside, even when you're waiting for the ferry and you have like 20 minutes extra, or even 40 minutes if you miss the ferry, just hang around outside, maybe take some photographs, look around, listen, feel. That's I think, and also in Suomenlinna, just go for a walk and probably think of something new.
Maybe it's been a while since you last visited Suomenlinna, one of Finland's 7 UNESCO World Heritage Sites, so it could be time for a quick history lesson. The fortress was originally built by Sweden in the mid-1700s, when Finland was still part of the Swedish realm. After losing key fortresses to Russia, Sweden decided in 1747 to construct a massive new naval base and fortress off the coast of Helsinki, what we now know as Suomenlinna. At its peak in the 1750s, it was Sweden's largest construction project, with thousands of workers, making the islands the second largest population center in Finland. Nicknamed the Gibraltar of the North, Suomenlinna's defenses seemed impressive, but the fortress was never fully completed. In 1808, during another war with Russia, the fortress was surrendered after a short 2-month siege, a decision that remains controversial to this day. Afterwards, Finland was ceded to Russia, and the fortress expanded under Russian rule. Helsinki's growth as a capital was tied to the stronghold's strategic importance. When Finland gained independence in 1917, Suomenlinna's Russian garrison didn't leave until 1918, handing it over to the Finnish Reds in the Civil War. The Whites, with German support, soon captured it, and it was renamed Suomenlinna, the Fortress of Finland. After the war, it served as a prison camp and later as a Finnish military garrison. Over time, its military role faded, and the islands shifted to civilian use. In 1991, Suomenlinna became a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Today, it's not just a historic fortress, but a living district of Helsinki. It's also home to a small community, including families like Joseph and Viivi Kallio-Myers, whom I met to learn what it's like to live in such a unique place.
What's it like to live here?
That's a big question. I've lived here for my whole life, so I don't have anywhere to compare, really. So it's, but it's a nice community, and it's different. It's like, it's very close to town, but it's a little bit like countryside. Mm-hmm. So it's like the best mixture of both.
I see. And do you ever get annoyed, like, having to take the ferry even in like the coldest months of the winter, or is it kind of charming?
I think the worst times were when you're a teenager on the island and you come home a bit late, you might be a bit drunk or something, and then you've got all of your neighbours and all of your friends' parents on the ferry, and it's like this horrible bottleneck. Everybody knows what you do. It's a very small village.
I wouldn't say that tourism in itself is annoying, because I think tourism is part of what keeps Suomenlinna the way it is. Mm-hmm. Without the like money that tourism brings here, then I don't think it would manage to be the same place that it is now. So I think it's just a part of Suomenlinna that you have to accept with it.
Right. Yeah. And does it kind of feel like you're like living in a museum sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah. Particularly with the window that we have in our living room, and when tourists come past and peer through the window to see what's happening in there. It's like, no, this is our house, not a display or anything.
Do you keep the curtains open or close them?
Usually we do have them open, yeah, yeah. But thankfully we don't live on the main tourist route through Suomenlinna, mm-hmm. so it's not so busy.
So they have a bit of a unique situation, since they live in a privately owned house rather than an apartment building. As such, they have a bit more space for things, and after picking up their kids from the island's daycare, a daycare with 34 kids, we hung out in their backyard.
We're outside your guys' house in Suomenlinna, standing outside in the backyard. Your daughter is really having a fun time scraping the little bit of snow off the stair. And you guys have a hobby that doesn't really seem conducive to the island itself, at least in my opinion. You want to tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So we both ride enduro and a little bit of motocross. So I guess it's a little bit awkward doing it from here, that we have to take the bikes on the ferry and then collect the van and load the bikes in the van in town and then drive to the nearest track, which is about half an hour out of town. So it, all in all, it takes maybe about an hour, maybe a little bit more to get there. But at the same time, living on the island, we have enough space to have a shed to keep the bikes and enough tools here to maintain them. So it works maybe better than it would if we were living in the center of town, because then we would have to rent a space that would probably be incredibly expensive just to keep and maintain the bikes.
And in the center, city center, you can't really get, or like getting a garage or a parking space is practically impossible in some areas. So here we have what we need. So we'd have to move to Vantaa or somewhere to. Mm.
But most families in Suomenlinna don't own their own homes. In fact, there are only a dozen or so private homes on the island. Most of the island's residents live in barracks and old military buildings that have been converted to apartments. The application process to get one of these apartments isn't your typical one. To find out more, I met up with Will O'Gorman at one of the few bars open in the off-season on the island. Will's originally from Ireland, but been living in Finland for quite some time now, and just recently moved to the island a few months ago.
So, it's a very, you have to be very lucky. So there's a lottery system, and I think that the apartments are advertised in general, if not on the Suomenlinna website, I don't know for sure. And then there's a lottery. Yeah, and you just fill it out, you apply. They have different sizes for different families. In my experience, the price of the rent is, from living in Munkanjoki, for example, it's the same, if not a little bit cheaper. And then you literally just try and apply. And some people apply 5 or 6 times, some people apply more. And that's how it goes. It's very fair and equal from what I can see.
Mm.
The vast majority of people that live here, we're renting.
Mm-hmm.
And the renting is actually part of the financial structure that maintains... It's a World Heritage site.
Right.
It's nuts.
And like, so it's not like extremely rich people are living here.
I don't know. At least I'm not extremely rich and I live here. So I don't know. I honestly couldn't say.
Mm.
Will also shared his thoughts on island life and commuting via ferry, a ferry that is part of the city's public transit system. The same ticket for the bus and metro also works for the ferry.
And so you've been living in Suomenlinna for a few months now, right?
Yeah.
What are your first impressions of the place?
Well, one, it's got a fantastic local bar, which is really nice to have. So far, for the first 2 months, it's been a bit of a honeymoon period as well. I'm fully aware of it, but embracing the honeymoon as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's been, you're living in and around something that is quite unique, and we're still only 50 minutes away from the center of Helsinki city. So far, it's been a really nice experience for us, for myself and my family.
And so I think the impression that a lot of people get is that it's kind of disconnected from the rest of the city.
I'd have to completely disagree. I think that actually in some ways it's easier to get from Suomenlinna to, for example, Kauppatori or to Stockmann.
Mm-hmm.
Previously I was living in Munkkiniemi, which is a beautiful part of Finland as well. And you had different options to get to the center. But, you know, there was roadworks going on or something else happening or delays or traffic jams, taking a tram or the bus. Here, the ferry leaves pre-coordinated times. It's always on time, never late. So you know that within 13 to 15 minutes, you're at the Kauppatori and you can plan your everything from there. So for me, it's been actually a revelation how easier it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think they think that I have to jump into a rowboat and get across sometimes because they people maybe don't fully understand how easy it is to take the ferry and how comfortable it is. And they think it's... And actually, a lot of people seem to think that the ferry gets delayed or it doesn't run. And I asked someone this from the island a while ago, and they said they can't remember it ever being delayed, even when it's really wintry or it's frozen. Or nope, so it's always on time. It always goes. And that, for someone like me, is a huge mental relief.
Suomenlinna also hosts a prison with around 100 prisoners, and I wanted to see what the locals think about it.
No issues with the prison, too?
No, not for me. Yeah. No, I mean, I think if you walk around downtown Helsinki train station, you might see more irrespectable people. But no, not for me anyway.
Mm.
I mean, I don't even know it's there. So part of our walk would be to go by that island where it is, and then we just walk around it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, really. So I've never, and I see that some of the residents of the prison, they also are actively working on the site.
Mm-hmm.
So they're actively doing some of the work to maintain the site, which I think is a very good model, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So they have them over there clearing stuff and doing things. So.
Kind of a good way to give back to society.
Oh, I mean, it could be worse, you know. But for us, it's like, at least I don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I've never thought about it. We know that there's a prison on the island, but it's never been an issue.
In addition, there's also a primary school for the families that live on the island. Will's family seems pretty happy with it.
Yeah, so even with a young family, my son is 11 years old, and he transferred from a mainland school to the local Alaste here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in a small class, actually. He's in 6th grade, and they only have, I think it's 9 students.
Is it one teacher for like each grade, or is it like a teacher has multiple different grades?
Multiple different grades.
Yeah.
It's kind of like an old school model.
Yeah.
So actually he has a second grader that he kind of keeps an eye on.
Mm.
I think that's actually quite a nice model as well for him.
Like a big brother kind of situation.
Big brother kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's very cute to see. And then, you know, the school here is very, you know, active orientated, I would say. They're very kind of like eager to do stuff outside, and the atmosphere is very like relaxed and a bit more down to earth as well.
So what are some of the things they do outside then? Do you know?
Oh God, I was there one day sitting in the co-market having a coffee waiting for the ferry to come. And next thing I see my son running around outside. I was like, what the heck is going on? They were playing a morning kind of warm-up day. But it involved running around the island after somebody, you know. And I thought that was great. I was like, wow, okay. And that wasn't planned. It was just something that they did.
And it wasn't for like a specialized gym class?
Not that I know of, no. Okay. But often they do a lot of outdoor stuff. They have different activities. And so far it's been at least from what I can see in my son, it's been a really nice thing for him. Mm-hmm. Now, in seventh grade, there is no ULAS day. There's no junior high school on the island. So he will have to then transfer to Krunahaka ULAS day, I think it is. But even in that case, he would take the ferry to Kaupatori, and then it's a 10-minute walk from Kaupatori to the school.
Mm-hmm.
And the school actually changed their schedules to match the ferry schedule.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, that's it's great. So, but we don't know how that's going to be. But that's going to be an interesting development as well when he goes.
These are just a few stories from the island, and I hope it gives you a better picture of what life looks like for those who call it home. One of the reasons I was so interested in doing this story is because Suomenlinna reminds me an awful lot of where I went to high school. Every morning between the ages of 14 and 18, I would take a 30 to 45 minute commute to get to a national park on Sandy Hook, New Jersey, a small spit of sand jutting out in New York Harbor. You would catch glimpses of the city skyline peeking out beyond the horizon. We learned about history in the park itself, which is home to the oldest running lighthouse in the U.S., and a century-old coastal fortification system. Sandy Hook doesn't boast the same awe-inspiring granite walls as Suomenlinna. It's more rusted and decaying concrete. But the sight of fossilized guns pointing out towards the water really connects the two in my head. I've never lived in Suomenlinna, but this connection to the sea and history was one of the first places that made me feel connected to Finland and Helsinki. It's a place you can just get lost in the atmosphere, and taking the ferry really does transport you into another state of mind. Even after a few centuries, whether you live there or not, it's still nice to think that one of the oldest neighborhoods in the city still hosts a small but vibrant community. And on that note, let us know what you think. As always, our number is +358-44-421-0909. And now for a quick look at what else has been happening this week. Canada is taking notes from Finland to learn about defense. Many Canadians have woken up to the idea that they can no longer rely on the United States to guarantee their safety. As part of that discussion, Finland's ability to cope as Russia's neighbor has come under the spotlight. Ule talked to Canadian pundit Stephen Marsh.
Finland, you guys have been living next to this monstrosity your entire existence. You know about, like, that's why we're trying to learn from you, is because you've been around, you've lived your entire existence under this kind of threat.
Sending Christmas packages from Finland to the United States won't be an option this year. Postie's suspension of certain U.S.-bound services remains in effect, but letters and cards should make their way across the pond. And Tampere is launching a new upper secondary program taught fully in English next August. The move comes as the city's foreign language population continues to grow. Ule caught up with some teens to hear what they thought.
For me, it's personally like the clear choice because my English capabilities are way better than Finnish, so I'm really happy for the opportunity that it's coming to Tampere in my house.
I just think it gives me a better chance to, you know, have a better future here as I don't speak much Finnish. So with that, it gives me, you know, a better future, a better chance in Finland, yeah.
I've always had thoughts about what would it be like after like FISTA because I've been studying in English here. And so I thought that it'd be a bit scary if I immediately started in a Finnish high school. But then when my mom told me about this English program, I thought that it'd be really nice to try.
Turning to sports, Finland's all-time top goal scorer in men's football, Teemu Pukki, finished off his international career with his 43rd and final goal at home. And finally, capital residents had their first snow of the season this week, marking the official start of winter. Well, the weekend's almost here, and what better time to watch a movie on Yle Areena? My tip this week is Jojo Rabbit, the story of a young boy in Nazi Germany whose life turns upside down when he discovers his mom is hiding a Jewish girl in their attic. And that really is all we have time for today. Thanks to Katri Koivula for putting the show together, and to you for listening to and supporting All Points North. We'll be back again soon. Bye for now.